गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन जमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन जमुना तीरावनचारी हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर से श्री श्रीमत श्री वैंकटेश अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति विदान सिंह महाराज के प्रोपाद की अंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय कंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो नंबर कैंटो फर्स्ट चैप्टर 11 टेक्स्ट 19 वार मुख्या च सतशो याने तत् दर्शनोत्सुकाः लसा कुंडला निर्भाता कपोला वदना श्रियः वारमुख्याश्च शतशो यानैस्तद्दर्शनोत्सुकाः लसत्कुण्डलनिर्भाता कपोलवदनश्रियः वारमुख्याश सदशो यानस्तद्दर्शनोत्सुकः लसत्कुण्डलनिर्भाता कपोलवदनश्रियः लसत् कुण्डल निर्भाता कपोल वदन श्रियः मातजीस वारमुख्याश सदशो ज्ञानैस्तद्दर्शनोत्सुकाः लसत् कुण्डल निर्भाता कपोल वदन श्रियः वारिमुख्याश सदशो यानैस्तद्दर्शनोत्सुकः लसत्कुण्डल निर्भाता कपोलवदनश्रियः वारमुख्याः वेल् नोन् प्रोस्टिट्यूट्स् च एण्ड् शतशः हण्ड्रेड्स् आफ् यानैः बै वेहिकल्स् tad-darshana for meeting him, Lord Shri Krishna. Utsukaha, very much anxious. Lasa, hanging. Kundala, earrings. Nirbhata, dazzling. Kapola, forehead. Vadana, face. Shriyaha, beauty. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaranda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. At the same time, many hundreds of well-known prostitutes began to proceed on various vehicles. They were all very eager to meet the Lord, and their beautiful faces were decorated with dazzling earrings, which enhanced the beauty of their foreheads. Purport. We may not hate even the prostitutes if they are devotees of the Lord. Even to the date, there are many prostitutes in great cities of India who are sincere devotees of the Lord. By tricks of chance, one may be obliged to adopt a profession which is not very adorable in society, but that does not hamper one in executing devotional service to the Lord. Devotional service to the Lord is uncheckable in all circumstances. It is understood herewith that even in those days, about 5,000 years ago, there were prostitutes in a city like Dwaraka, where Lord Krishna resided. This means that prostitutes are necessary citizens for the proper upkeep of the society. The government opens wine shops, but this does not mean that government encourages the drinking of wine. The idea is that there is a class of men who will drink at any cost. And it has been experienced that prohibition in great cities encouraged illicit smuggling of wine. Similarly, men who are not satisfied at home require such concession. And if there is no prostitute, then such low men will induce others into prostitution. It is better that prostitutes be available in the marketplace so that the sanctity of society can be maintained. It is better to maintain a class of prostitutes than to encourage prostitutes within society. The real reformation is to enlighten all people to become devotee of the Lord, and that will check all kinds of deteriorating factors of life. Sri Bilwa Mangal Thakur, a great acharya of the Vishnu Swami Vaishnava sect, in his household life was overly attached to a prostitute who happened to be a devotee of the Lord. One night, when Thakur came to Chintamani's house in torrents of rains and thunder, Chintamani was astonished to see how the Thakur could come on such a dreadful night after crossing a foaming river which was full of waves. She said to Thakur Bilwa Mangal that his attraction for the flesh and bone of an insignificant woman like her would be properly utilized if it could be diverted to the devotional service of the Lord to achieve attraction for the transcendental beauty of the Lord. It was a momentous hour for the Thakur, and he took a turn towards spiritual realization by the words of the prostitute. Later on, the Thakur accepted the prostitute as his spiritual master, and in several places of his literary work, he has glorified the name of Chintamani, who showed him the right path. In Bhagavad Gita 9.32, the Lord says, "O son of Pritha, even the low-born Chandalas and those who are born in the family of unbelievers and even the prostitutes shall attain the perfection of life if they take shelter of unalloyed devotional service to me. Because in the path of devotional service, there is no impediments due to degraded birth and occupation. The path is open for everyone who agrees to follow it." It appears that the prostitutes of Dwarka, who were so eager to meet the Lord, were all his unalloyed devotees. And thus, they were all on the path of salvation according to the upper version of Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, the only reformation that is necessary in society is to make an organized effort to turn the citizens into devotees of the Lord, and thus all good qualities of the denizens of heaven will overtake them in their own way. On the other hand, those who are non-devotees have no good qualifications whatsoever. However, they may be materially advanced. The difference is that the devotees of the Lord are on the path of liberation, whereas non-devotees are on the path of further entanglement in material bondage. The criterion of advancement of civilization is whether people are educated and advanced on the path of salvation. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guraho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Paditanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare सर्वशास्त्राब्धि पीयूषः सर्ववैदेहिक सत्फलः सर्वसिद्धान्तरतनाढ्य सर्वलोकैक दृक्पदः सर्वभागवत प्राण श्रीमद्भागवत प्रभो कलिध्वान्तोदितादित्य श्रीकृष्ण परिवर्तित परमानंद पाठाय प्रेम वर्षाक्षराय ते सर्वदा सर्वसेव्याय श्रीकृष्णाय नमोस्तुते। मदेक बंधो मत्संगी मंगलो मन महाधन मद निस्तारक मद भाग्य मदानंदो नमोस्तुते। असाधु साधुता दाईन अति निचिचोतारक हान मुंच कदाचिन माम प्रेम नरद कंठयो स्पुरह। हरे कृष्ण। अ वेरी ब्यूटिफुल वर्स फ्रॉम द epitome of Vedic knowledge, Srimad Bhagavatam, where Lord Krishna's most accommodative nature and the most merciful nature is depicted. Once, as Srila Prabhupada was meditating, his holiness Satamal Krishna Maharaj asked him, "Prabhupada, what are you thinking of?" He said, "I am thinking of a prostitute." And Tamal Krishna Maharaj was alarmed. He said, "You're thinking about a prostitute?" He said, "Yes. The more I think about her, I'm feeling liberated." So he said, very alarming. So he said, "Yes, we have one prostitute who is to be there in Kolkata. Her name was Kanch Kamini. She has been kept by a very rich merchant. Prostitutes were called by different names, and one of the names they are called as Ganika, who are apt in singing and dancing, and also had this profession of providing enjoyment to men. So Kanch Kamini was such a Ganika where she was kept by one rich merchant who was a glass merchant. He had stained glasses business. So she became so much devoted to Lord Krishna that she built a temple, and in that temple there was all glasses everywhere, and whatever she earned, that time it was gold and silver coins, she engraved those gold and silver coins on the floor and the ceiling everywhere. Of course, now only the groves are left. All the coins are gone. But I remember going and visiting the beautiful, vibration as you enter Kanch Kamini's palace and the beautiful altar of Radha Krishna. It also said that further, she left everything and went to Radha Kund for her bhajan, and they still have the samadhi there. So devotional mode is consciousness specific. It is not that, as Prabhupada mentions here, devotional service is without any impediment, without any stoppage. Very beautifully, the verse mentions them as, var mukhya. So I was just, the translation given by Prabhupada is, prostitutes. But I was just trying to find out what exactly var mukhya means. So, one scholar told me that var mukhya means that one whose var means face, is always, var means dwara, and mukhya means his face, one whose face is always at the door, looking for more and more lovers. And var mukhya is also, vara is again pati. So vara is many pati. So from the position of being wanting to love so many or wanting to satisfy so many, when the element of devotional service is added, that same Ganika turns to be an inspiration. As Prabhupada gives the story of Bilwa Mangal Thakur, that same Bilwa Mangal Thakur who was so much addicted to enjoy with Chintamani in that momentous hour when she reprimanded him by strong words, he took her as a guru, and there was a turning point in his life. So nowadays in outside world there's a lot of talk, you know, where don't judge the book by its cover. So similarly, you know, Ramanujacharya also mentions how one should not judge a Vaishnava lest you commit a Vaishnava parad. So he gives so many different you know criterion. A birth is the criterion. So in that, one of the criterion is occupation. Don't judge anybody just by their occupation. Because in what consciousness they are performing their occupation is not known externally. One might be very deeply connected to Krishna through their consciousness, but their profession might be totally different from what a legal or illicit profession might be. So don't judge anybody by their occupation. And a high birth in a family is not a surety of somebody's Vaishnava disposition. Vaishnava disposition is a disposition of consciousness. Yes, we appreciate, even if somebody is in a very lowly occupation, but if their devotion is very high, we appreciate them in heart. But at the same time, it is made sure that we still keep the social norms in their place to preserve the tradition. Just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he heard in private from Ramananda Rai, although he gave the post of Namacharya to Srila Haridas Thakur, and as a Sampradaya Acharya, Sanatana Goswami, but you never find where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the king of Puri and demanded that let these be allowed to take darshan. So there was a balance of respect to them as Vaishnavas, at the same time respecting the tradition. Now we see, just like somebody when he accepts the path of bhakti, how this bhakti being a touchstone changes that bell metal into a Chintamani stone. There are many USPs, you know, unique selling points of different places. Similarly, the path of bhakti, the most strongest unique point is it is independent of any social position. It is such a relieving fact, you know. I mean, as I was reading the whole purport, you know, wherever, because I didn't count, but the whole purport has, you know, the word prostitute mentioned so many times, you know. And I was feeling, you know, what does exactly this word prostitute mean? In a sense, it means somebody who is unchaste, where the gross chastity is broken. But when I see the whole criterion applied to myself, you know, mentally I am a prostitute too. So it was very easy for me to read the purport when I was replacing, you know, the word and the mentality of a prostitute with my own self identity. And when we see that the path of bhakti is so great and so independent of any social disposition, no bar of sex, no bar of varna, no ashram, no age, everybody is allowed to do and everybody is independent to do at any moment of their life, any stage of their life. Wherever you are, you can still perform bhakti and come high. So it is so relieving that the path of bhakti is so magnanimous. The path of bhakti, as mentioned in the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Tejo Abhigya Swarat, where Krishna is mentioned as Swarat, is fully independent. So Jiva Goswami gives commentary that not only Krishna is independent, at the same time, the path of bhakti, which is non-different from Krishna, is also independent. It does not depend on anybody's situation, anybody's circumstance. Anybody can perform bhakti at any level. Rather, other processes, they depend on bhakti, but bhakti does not depend on anything. In the Chatushloki Bhagavat, the fourth and the last verse, it mentions how one should perform bhakti independent of time, sarvatra sarvada, everywhere and at all times. And that is the efficacy of bhakti. It is useful in all causes, in all effect. Devotional service is unchecked in any circumstance. Just like Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he wanted to write Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and he wrote that at his fag end of his life when he was 90 years old. 90? Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami practically started their devotional career when they were about to retire. And as seen Bhagavatam, where a child in the womb, even if he is not born, as a jiva in the womb, he starts performing bhakti by offering prayers to the Lord. And then we have so many examples of devotees in different species who offer devotional prayers. So like that, devotional service anybody will do at any time without any disturbance. As the purport mentions, 5,000 years ago, the prostitutes resided, the Ganikas, they resided outside the Dwarka city. And as Prabhupada mentions, it is very much needed for proper upkeep of the society. Just as in the spiritual world, there is a variety in service to Lord Krishna, similarly in the material world, there is a lot of variety in the way we can rebel towards Krishna. So as Prabhupada mentions that, there will be some people who will always want to enjoy even if you put so many restrictions. You know even today that policy is followed where something when controlled is demanded more. If you want to make something famous, you start spreading rumors about how it is very important but not shown to others. And suddenly everybody gets attracted. What is it? If you say something to a friend, I'm going to tell you something, but no, it's okay. I won't know. I think I'll keep it secret. And it's okay. It's not so important. And suddenly the other person will become so, eager. No. You have to tell me. Similarly, whenever you control something, the more it is demanded. So, Srila Prabhupada mentions that there will be a certain class of society which, even if they are stopped, they will want to engage in illicit sex. So, to provide facility for them, a king has to see the upkeep. Just like Prithu Maharaj when he is milking, the earth, and for different people, he is providing different things. So we see how somebody's poison is somebody's food. Making sure that everybody receives whatever they need. So a king provides for emotional, physical, and mental support for his kingdom. But at the same time, he provides for the spiritual upliftment. It is not that, you know, the government will set up, you know, brothels. But at the same time, it has to make sure that their enlightenment is also taken care of. So there is a balance. This is also needed, and this is also needed. You know, in Bengal, there is a tradition that if somebody wants to do Durga Puja, they have to collect earth. The deity of Durga is made with earth. So they have to collect earth from 9 places. And in that, one place is a Ganika's house. They have to go and, you know, beg for that earth. Which shows that the place of a Ganika in a society also is important, so that unscrupulous men can leave the society of chaos. The main point that is mentioned in this purport is how, by the touch of bhakti, by the touch of devotional service, whatever might be the occupation, that devotee becomes sublime and the devotee becomes very, very inspiring. Be he a, you know, any profession. So rather than asking, you know, many times we end up asking, you know, how come there were, you know, prostitutes in Dwarka? But the main point is that even the prostitutes in Dwarka were devotees of the Lord. And the Lord was ready to accept their services. So the question is not that whether these Ganikas should be allowed. The question is that everybody in the society should accept devotion to Krishna, should engage in devotional service. Once the same question was asked to His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. That, no, what about the such Ganikas in Dwarka? So Maharaj said that these Ganikas were like firefighters. You know, a firefighter, he doesn't have work every day. His work is only during emergencies. So here, they might be having work just 2 or 3 times a year. But they are the firefighters, they are required during the times of emergency. And just like it could be that in Dwarka they had no other work but to serve Krishna, to get decorated and remember Krishna, chant Krishna's name. We see Lord Ram, when Vali was killed, you know, that the Kishkindha culture was a culture of, you know, multiple partners, you know. So he allowed Sugriva to get married to Tara. It is not that he forced his Ekapatni Vrata on others. Understanding the culture there, he allowed that culture to continue and let their elevation take place according to the time, gradually. Not that force somebody to do what he himself was doing. So the king, being the representative of Supreme Personality of Godhead, he provides physical, mental and emotional needs. Similarly, just as he provides for enjoyment, he provides for elevation. Just as devotion is a matter of consciousness, somebody's devotional life cannot be gauged by his sudden change. There are many factors for his sudden change. Just like the past life of a person is not known. So because of the past spiritual credits, a soul becomes, you know, spiritually inflammable. And in this life, when suddenly he comes in touch with a devotee, that spiritual spark just, you know, turns into a burning flame of devotional service. So we see in that frustrated moment in the life of Pingala, where she is waiting for a customer to come, and how she gives so many spiritual realizations, so much so that even Srimad Radhani in Venu Gita, she mentions her, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also repeats the prayers of Pingala. Conversely, just like somebody when gets in touch with the spiritual spark, if they are spiritually inflammable, they catch the spark. If somebody performs one Vaishnava Aparadha, he becomes materially inflammable. And it can cause us such damage that if we come in touch with a material enjoyment, because of the aparad and because of the inflammability, we might reach the peak of sense gratification, causing a pause in our devotional service. Just as we see the story of Shobhari Muni, you know, it was just a small thing where he saw the two fishes meeting, but because of the background of Vaishnava aparad to Garudadev, he ended up with such a peak of sense gratification that he expanded into 50 and married the daughters of Mandhata. So we have the story of so many saints who turned the Ganikas into devotees. Just as we heard the story of Bilwa Mangal Thakur, we have the story of Lakshahira, who was employed by Ramachandra Khan to defame Srila Haridas Thakur. And just by the touch of the holy name, she turned into a perfect devotee. So much so that she gave up everything, sitting alone in front of Tulsi Devi and chanting the holy names of Lord Krishna. We also have the story of some say she's a Ganika, but some say she was a very lusty girl, a lusty lady. She was the one who approached Sant Tukaram. You know, very famous, you know, since our childhood we have been watching that movie. So it's like very, very strong, but you know, only after coming to Krishna consciousness that the message becomes so powerful. But what is the power of the association of a saint? So she comes, and after everybody has gone, you know, he is chanting in the temple of Vitthal Rukmini, and as he is chanting the beautiful Bhavanga, at the end, she comes and approaches, everybody is left. She says, you know, this is my hour. I very much desire to enjoy with you. Please fulfill my desire. And that is the time Tukaram Maharaj, through his beautiful abhangas, instructs that how lowly is this birth, that one encourages other for sense gratification. I cannot see the fallen state in which you are, where bodily enjoyment is your only desire. Please, we are Vishnu Dasas, and we don't fall in such traps. Please leave. And that is the time that lady also turned. It was a turning point for her, and she understood the fallacy of her desires, and she surrenders to the feet of Tukaram Maharaj. So, वृंदावन और द्वारका इज अ मैटर ऑफ कॉन्शियसनेस. वी कुड बी वेरी मच इन वृंदावन और द्वारका बट नॉट कृष्णा कॉन्शियस. और कन्वर्सली वी माइट नॉट बी फिजिकली देयर बट एट द सेम टाइम वी कैन बी फुल्ली कृष्णा कॉन्शियस. इट इज अ मैटर ऑफ कॉन्शियसनेस. श्री प्रभुपाद यूज़्ड टू टेल द स्टोरी ऑफ अ ब्राह्मणा एंड अ प्रोस्टिट्यूट. अ गणिका. दिस गणिका वॉज वेरी ब्यूटिफुल एंड वॉज गेटिंग मेनी कस्टमर्स अ डे बट शी वॉज स्टेइंग बैंग ऑपोजिट टू अ ब्राह्मणा हु वॉज वेरी मच इन्वॉल्व इन रिसाइटिंग गीता, रिसाइटिंग डिफरेंट वैदिक रिचुअल्स. बट एवरी टाइम ही सॉ दैट a customer is passing by, he used to get so rebuked. He went and even shouted at her, you know, this is such a lowly thing you are doing. And every time he chanted his mantras, the only thought was, how lowly she is, you know, full of her faults. His mind was only dwelling on the faults of hers. And just to make her feel more lowly, the more and more customers she was getting, he started making a pile of stones. And every time he used to make her feel more guilty by showing her the pile of the whole, you know, it became a whole wall. But by the fate of calamity, he died, and same time the prostitute died. Some say it was a famine, sometimes a storm. So that is the time when Yamdutas and Vishnudutas came. And guess where they went? So the Vishnudutas went to the house of the prostitute to take her to the spiritual world. And Yamdutas came to the Brahmana. And the Brahmana said, sorry, wrong address, wrong number. You know, you are supposed to go there and they are supposed to come here. I have done so many recitations, I have done so many rituals. I am supposed to go to spiritual world. He said, yes, you did recitations. You did everything, and by which she got benefited. And every time she performed the heinous crime, she was repenting. She was praying that she be delivered from this state. But you, every time you did, the only thought was about her faults and how lowly she is, about her faults. And all that you are made up of now is her consciousness. So we have to prepare you for her body. So we'll have to take you to the hell. Such is the matter of consciousness. When somebody in any profession accepts Krishna consciousness, his beautiful consciousness turns as an offering to Krishna. In Mangal Vedha, that is a village near Pandharpur, there lived another Ganika called as Shama. She was very famous, very rich, and she had a daughter. Her name was Kanhopatra. This Kanhopatra was very, very beautiful. Of course, Shama didn't know who exactly was the father of Kanhopatra, but since childhood, Kanhopatra was very, very devotional, always addicted to the bhajans of Krishna, always wanting to see Krishna. But although she was bright, although she was talented, but she always felt that pinch that she was not accepted in society. Just because she was a daughter of Ganika, and she feared that very soon she will be forced into that profession, she kept writing prayers to Krishna that please come and save me. And although her mother taught her many different songs, but she always chose to sing the songs of glorifying Lord Krishna. So as the Varkaris who go by foot towards Pandharpur, she used to ask them, you know, how does Vitthal look? Will he accept me as a devotee? So that time, they responded to her that, you know, Vitthal has no problem with anybody. As long as you love him, he will accept anybody. So there are instances of her going to Pandharpur, even meeting Sant Jnaneshwar. And she was very much also fond of different bhajans of Namdev Maharaj. But one day it so happened that the Badshah of Bidar came to know about the beauty of Kanhopatra. And he sent soldiers. First he sent the proposal to her and she outrightly denied that she doesn't want to. She used to say that, I will marry somebody who is more beautiful than me. So once she asked the Varkaris, how exactly Vithoba looks, they said that his beauty is unsurmountable. He is even more beautiful than the goddess of fortune. So here, she had mentally married Lord Vithal, and not wanting to be unchaste, she was pleading to Lord Vithal. And the incident comes where the soldiers come to abduct her. And as she runs, she goes to the temple of Lord Vithala. And there the soldiers come and threaten that if she doesn't surrender, they will create a havoc in the temple and harm the temple. So she says, before I leave, I want to have an audience of a last audience with Lord Vithal. And that is the time where she cries in front of Lord Vithal. And, it is mentioned in her beautiful Abhanga, where she says, Noko Devaraya Anta Asapahu Pranaha Sarvata Zaupahe. Where she says, please don't test my patience. My life airs are about to just go. Please save me from this calamity. Harini che padasa vyaghre dhariyele. Mazalagi zahale taise deva. Just like a baby deer is caught by a lion, a tiger, and it is, trembling for life. That is my condition. Please let me not fall in the claws of these tigers. And then she says, please accept me at your lotus feet. That is my ardent desire. So here it is said that at the lotus feet of Lord Vithal, the only saint who passed the life airs at the feet of Lord Vithal, she was the only one. And to commemorate her, there are many stories after that, just to reciprocate, Chandrabhaga River overflooded and killed all the soldiers. And when they found her body at the feet of Lord Vithal, Vithal told everybody that please, make her samadhi. And as they put her samadhi, immediately there is a tarati tree which came out. In Marathi it's called tarati. Until date, everybody who goes by, line, somehow, anybody who goes by VIP darshan, they might not get. But somebody who takes sarva darshan, as they come down to the temple of Pandharinath, they have to bow down, they have to go under the tree. Everybody has a tradition to touch the tree of Kanhopatra. She was the only saint. So such is the powerful devotion of Lord Krishna, that anybody at any time, if has a desire to serve, he accepts the devotional mood of that devotee or mind who's so unchaste, just like a prostitute who's thinking here and there of anything else but Krishna, will also be saved. I like to also wish to tell one beautiful story of a Devadasi who saved the Lord. The Lord saves the devotee. But here, one Devadasi who saved the Lord, and that is Vellai. In the town of Srirangam, you know, this is the time when almost all the religious sects were under a lot of atrocities. The forces of Alauddin Khilji were attacking all the temples, and their main aim was to loot whatever they have, the gold. And they had thought that the Utsav deity, you know, the immediate emergency policy of all the temples was to save the main big deities, the Mulavar deities, was to create a wall in front of them and to put a second deity, so that, you know, they, if they break that deity, they'll think they've broken the Lord. But the Utsav deities, there was a conception that they are made up of gold, Nam Perumal. You know, the small deities are called Nam Perumal. They're made up of gold, so they wanted to capture that. So when they came to attack Srirangam, all the walls of Srirangam were protected by 12,000 Vaishnavas who were brutally butchered. It is said that there was a sea of blood in Srirangam. That is the time when Pillai Lokacharya, he wanted to save Nam Perumal and the deity of Lakshmi Devi. So he was trying to hide them, but when he came to know that, you know, their main aim is to capture Nam Perumal, that is the time when this Devadasi, called as Velli, she started performing dance in front of the general. She danced for hours just to please him. And as she pleased the general, she took him on the pretext of showing him the real treasure. She took him on the climbing every floor, enticing him, climbing every floor. And, you know, it is almost a 44 feet Gopuram. And she went there and she showed him that, you know, there is Nam Perumal hidden. And as he went to, you know, see, she pushed him down by killing him. But she knew that, you know, she will be also, you know, she'll be also subject to so much cruelty. She took the name of Lord Ranganath and she jumped, thus giving time for Pillai Lokacharya to shift. This is 1323. And when they went to Madurai, after in 1370, when the Vijayanagara dynasty, they wiped off the Mughals, that is the time when I forget the name of the general, he was a son of the king. His name was Kamman, who became so inspired by the story of Vellai. He said that, you know, such should be the spirit to save the devotee, save the Lord, that one should give up their life. And as we see, all the Gopurams are colorfully painted, but this Gopuram is in particularly painted in white. You know, Vellai means white. So he commemorated the, and also there are special flowers and special, on the cremation of Vellai, the special wood from the kitchen of Ranganath went, you know, the wood, one log of wood went from there. It continued for all the generation of her family. So we see how, whatever state you are, Krishna will accept. So just like this prostitute mind wavers up and down, I remember when somebody was giving a class and there was so much mention of prostitute in the class, you know, our Sudhamapuru mentioned, you know, please accept my prostitute obeisances, which is truth. You know, the mind is like a prostitute, and Krishna is so merciful that he will not only accept but purify this mind and will allow us to perform more and more devotional service. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Garantarashramad Bhagavatam ki Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda ki Nitai Gaura Primanande Hari Hari Bo.